of Joy worship service. We're very glad you could be here with us on this Palm Sunday, which is a celebration of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. This service is a service of contrasts where we will start out very jubilant at the beginning and celebrating that glorious parade into Jerusalem. And unfortunately, the service ends with Jesus' crucifixion on the cross in a much more somber mood. We know that there's a very, very happy ending to the story, but this is the day that we are focusing on today. We've got a few announcements before we begin worship. First of all, the order of worship is much different today than in normal worship services, so we'll try to do various announcements as to what's coming as we proceed through the worship service, but a couple of announcements before we get started. One is that if you don't have a copy of your St. John's Weekly News, please pick one up on the way out, because there are a lot of Holy Week activities going on here at St. John's, including the Easter Vigil, the pilgrimage rather, the Holy Week pilgrimage that will be conducted right here in the Parish Life Center starting tomorrow morning, and that will go throughout the week and basically represents various stations of Jesus' final days here and his ministry here on earth, and it's just a very moving experience. If you've never been a part of that, we deeply encourage you to attend at some point during the week. No appointments are necessary. Just come whenever you have about 30 minutes to wander through the space. It's just going to be a very incredible experience. Also in the newsletter are the schedules for all of the Holy Week services that will be going on here at St. John's, including Maundy Thursday, a couple of services on Good Friday, a vigil on Black Saturday, and then several service opportunities available to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord on Easter Sunday. So we encourage you to come and participate in as many of those worship opportunities as you can. One final announcement this morning, I guess a couple at some point. If you don't have one of these in your hands, you need to have one. So, raise your empty hand, I guess, and one of the ushers will make sure that you get one of those. If you're missing out on a palm, raise them high, Steve. Don't be shy. We'll get you one. Steve Inglesby needs a palm, so if we can have an usher bring him one. There's a couple others up here. Not to single you out, Steve, or anything like that. But and also, if you don't have a black piece of paper and a pen, you will need one of those as well, and we can get you one of those during the offering, though. So, and we'll announce that prior to the offering, but if you don't have a black piece of paper and a pen, the ushers can give you one of those before we get started as well. And the final announcement, I promise, is that after this service, we will leave the Parish Life Center in silence, but if there are a few of you that are lingering, if we could ask for your help in coming back into the Parish Life Center to strip down these chairs, that will be a great help for the folks that are going to be here this afternoon setting up for that that pilgrimage that I talked about earlier. So we need to have all the chairs taken down, and a couple of extra hands really makes that job go fast. So if you're still here, again, we do want everyone to leave in silence, but please stick around if you can out there and come back after about 5 minutes and help us tear down some chairs. It would be very much appreciated. We'll begin with our processional gospel by Pastor Reese.